Cancer has long been a concern for epidemiologist Dr. Devra Davis, but her focus is less on genetics and more on the world around us, a concentration known as environmental oncology.
Only one out of every 20 cases of breast cancer comes about in someone who has inherited a defect from her mother or her father. So that's telling us that 19 out of every 20 people with cancer get the disease because something has happened to them after their birth. The things that happen to you in the world in which you live have a major impact on whether or not you get cancer, and in fact, on even the types of cancer that you might get. So environmental oncology is the study of the relationship between the environment and the development of cancer. What we say is that genes give us the gun, but the environment pulls the trigger.
This is a wholesale reversal of what has long been the standard method of analysis to identify and measure sources of harm and do something about them.
Epidemiology can only be done when enough time has passed and enough people have been exposed to something potentially hazardous that you can confirm that they have, in fact, an increased rate of cancer or heart disease or Parkinson's. The problem is this. We use epidemiology to prove what's happened in the past, but what are we going to do to prevent it from continuing? And so far, most environmental policy has been set on a dead bodies approach. We don't take steps to reduce exposures until and unless we can prove that those exposures have already sickened people.
For Davis, this externalized approach to health and illness can be traced to a fatal toxic smog that poisoned the air in her childhood hometown.
Denora, Pennsylvania, the town where I grew up, in 1 5-day period of time, 20 people dropped dead in 1948. And that sent a shock and an alarm throughout the world, because if a small amount of pollution could kill people in a short time, what does slightly less pollution over a longer period of time do to the population?
Davis has written extensively about air pollution, cancer, and other health concerns. But these days, her primary focus is on the pervasive microwave radiation that links cell phones and other mobile devices.
We used to think that if the microwave radiation wasn't powerful enough to cause heat, it was absolutely safe. We now know that's wrong.
And that poses risks to reproductive health for both young women and men.
Men who keep cell phones in their pockets the longest have the lowest sperm count and the sickest sperm. Experimental studies in 7 different institutions around the world find that if you take a test tube of sperm from a healthy man and one test tube gets exposed to cell phone radiation and one does not, the cell phone exposed sperm die 3 times faster and have 3 times more damage to their DNA. This is pretty important.
But Davis says that doesn't mean we should abandon our devices. Just use them more safely.
Distance is your friend. Don't use a phone when the signal is weak, because when the signal is weak, it'll work harder to get that signal to the tower. And because the antennas are symmetrical, you hold it against your body, half the radiation gets right into you.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.